All right, it's that part of the afternoon. We wheel in our travel guru, our very own Sally Lucas. Sally, good afternoon. I know you have plenty to talk about today. I know you're just very excited to get us into a couple of destinations, hot deals a bit later on as well. Sally, missed you the last couple of weeks since I was away.
You were too. I forgot about that.
Yeah. I know. Where were we going today?
Well, we're going to go to eastern part of Indonesia. Sorry, I better get the mic near me. The eastern part of Indonesia. And then we're also going to talk about our wonderful Lake Eyre that doesn't flood all the time, but it's absolutely at the moment stupendous. So there's a lot to talk about there, what we can see and do in that part of South Australia.
Talking travel is the name of the game, and our travel guru Sally Lucas is here. And I have to say, Sally, these afternoon programs today are all food-related. Dennis was talking about curry pies.
Was he really?
And now you're off to Indonesia to the Spice Islands.
What else could you imagine better?
Sounds lovely.
Absolutely incredible.
Talk us through it, Sally.
Okay, well, there's a new vessel come out which is named after the Passepaley Pearl Company in Broome, but it's the French company Pernon, and they've actually designed a vessel just to take 30 exclusive guests on your own private yacht charters around some really spectacular parts of the world. Eastern Indonesia is not easily gotten to because a lot of them are uninhabited islands, so you don't have roads, you don't have airports. So the only way you can cruise or get to these islands is to cruise around them. And also by being on a yacht or quite a small vessel, you can nudge in to all the nooks and crannies, all these beautiful secluded beaches that have never had people set foot on before, half of them. So it's quite spectacular. And it's got one of the most incredible coral and ecosystems in the world. It's considered the best because it's so pure, because it's so untouched. So you're going to see more marine life than you'll see just about anywhere else in the world. So it really is very spectacular. So they've got some new sailings planning to go into this area of eastern Indonesia from January 2025. And there's a lovely cruise that's called Raja Ampat and the Spice Islands. So it's a 13-day itinerary. It leaves from Dili in Timor-Leste, and you're going into West Papua as well as parts of Indonesia. You get to visit an Anzac War Cemetery in Ambon. You also go hiking in search of the birds of paradise in Raja Ampat. And then you've got these incredible, again, these karst landscapes like we've often seen in Vietnam and so on, and Thailand, these wonderful karsts, which are just spectacular in their own right. Picture perfect, of course, postcard views everywhere you go. Swim and snorkel in the most, as I've just mentioned, biodiverse marine system on Earth. It's considered the most biodiverse, rather, marine system on Earth. You'll have interaction with remote villages where they've never changed the way they've lived their life, so it's very special that you're allowed, because they have to have permission, you know, from a lot of the elders of these people's villages to get into. You see wonderful waterfalls, and then there are some other cruises other than this one that also visit that famous island we always hear about, Komodo, which the famous Komodo dragon, of course, lives on. So you could get to do that as well. So this is a lovely range of cruises because it's something very different. And I think a lot of our travellers now and our listeners are looking for somewhere different to go, somewhere special, something they haven't done before, something they feel is untouched, unspoiled. So I just think to me, I would love to do it. It sounds absolutely fascinating. And every day you'd just be waking up to a new beautiful vista. And especially, I think, if you're into snorkeling or any sort of diving or whatever, it would be just paradise.
And also, Sally, as you kind of intimated there, for those who may have done a lot of other travelling and just wanting something a little bit different you haven't seen before, what, 30 people? 30
families. Only takes 30. And I mean, if you look at it online on the Ponant website, if anyone wants to have a look at Passepaley Pearl, which is the name of the yacht, the suites are just spectacular. The whole vessel just looks absolutely amazing. So you're going to get beautiful food along the way. You know, they'll be, pardon me, sourcing some of the food locally as well. And beautiful restaurant. It's just looks absolutely stunning. So if it's something special that you'd like to do, or even if you've not thought of before, maybe, but have a look at it. It's certainly worth a good look, and it'd be something that you'd be talking about for ages. I think it'd be a good dinner topic with some friends, and they'd be just say, look, hey, look at just where I've been. And it'll be very, very spectacular.
As we continue talking travel, our travel guide, Sally Lucas, who's back from 5 minutes ago into the Spice Islands. It's just, that's kind of Sally, one of those things we just like, gonna like saying, I reckon. Spice Islands.
Spice. You like, you have these little words that you get a favour for, don't you?
Yeah, it's like that touring company that must be in the hot deals, even if they're not that great of a deal this week. Hurdy gurdy,
well,
you've got to do
it. I'll try and include one for you, Mark.
Is there one this week?
There's one this week.
Okay, we're okay. It's all good. We're back from there. We're sticking with Australia now. Heading out into the desert, but a little water.
Yes, yes. Experience the glory of Katatunda, which is the indigenous name for Lake Eyre. And as the recent rainfall in northern Australia flows south, and they've had a fair amount of it, of course, as we all know, this is the chance for you to see this wonderful phenomenon of Lake Eyre, instead of it being a salt pan, that it's actually full of water. And the bird life is just absolutely amazing. And even all in around Lake Eyre, you have other lakes, which when you do a flight over it, which most of these tours now obviously that go there include a flight, because that's the only way you can get the perspective of the phenomenon of the lake once it's got water in it. And you've got other little pink lakes and different flora and fauna and subsidiary lakes, and then all the pelicans fly in. And we forget that the pelican is an inland bird. We see them on the coast, but they're only here because there's not enough water inland for our Australian pelicans. So it's just one of those things, like seeing a bunch of flamingos when you go to East Africa. You know, you're seeing this incredible flocks of these animals. So they're just, I don't know, just a fabulous thing you can do. But there is a wonderful tour you can do at the moment as well, which is a 7-day trip, which starts out of Adelaide. And it's also going to that lovely part of the world that I was visiting last year, which you may remember, Mark, which is Wilpena Pound. Mm-hmm. And that, to me, is one of, again, our most incredible, phenomenal parts of our country. And it's in the Yarkara Flinders Range National Park, which is one of Australia's most remarkable landforms. And even when I say this to you, and I find it even hard to imagine, that the mountains that form that range and Wilpena Pound are over 800 million years old. I can't get my head around something being 1,000 years old some days. When you say they're over 800, and it looks like a caldera, but it's not. It's actually the ground down stumps of these incredibly massive high mountain ranges that were had, that's left of this hollow in the middle with, and you, everyone thinks it's a caldera, but it's not. And the ranges, they're all these beautiful mauves and blues and purples, and it's called the Heisen Mountain Range, is one of the mountain ranges within the park, which the famous artist Hans Heisen, and you think you're wandering through one of his paintings when you're in this part of the world. It's just so, especially when we were there, like it was the start of spring. So the flora, I just took so many photos of wildflowers, it was ridiculous. But it is a very special part. We went north, as you know, into Arkaroola, but this particular itinerary doesn't go that far. It's just mainly taking you for 7 days out of Adelaide, really making sure that you're having a lot of time around in Lake Eyre and also in Wilpena Pound. So I think that is just, I'm falling in love with South Australia every time I go and see more of it. I keep wanting to go back. And of course, Amanda, who I've talked to off air, and she just went in that way recently, only on a short trip, but she's just given her the taste, and I know she's keen to go back and see more of South Australia, because it's got such a, a blend. I mean, when we went and did the Lake Eyre Peninsula last year, like the beauty of that peninsula was so different again to going inland and going up into Wilpena Pound and Arkaroola, you know. And then you've got all the different vineyard areas, whether you're going to the Barossa, the Adelaide Hills, McLaren Vale, Coonawarra, and then you go down to the coast and we go to Kangaroo Island, which is...
Got to do that.
I mean, it's got so much. It's got desert, it's got everything. So it's a wonderful state to visit, but... Honestly, with Lake Eyre, when it's full like this, it's a particularly good time this year. It's one of those rare times when it is full, and it's probably going to stay full for quite some time. It won't empty. There are tours travelling from now through till about October, if you're interested in taking advantage of that. But even if you're not on a tour, even if you're happy to ha- uh, happy happy to be heading that way, on your own steam, try and make sure you do a diversion. It would be a shame not to miss it. But when you're there, make sure you book an optional flight over it, just to get the whole, otherwise you won't get that whole perspective of how big it is and how much water there is that flows down from the north.
Yeah, a lot of places like that, like you said, you have to get that perspective looking down on it to get that full aspect.
You do. And the same when, in Kakadu, the same, even if you're doing, when you go and do that Broome Kimberley Coast area, to fly over and fly over the Mitchell Falls with the helicopter and land on it with no doors on it, mind you. My husband was absolutely petrified. He wouldn't sit on the outside seat. I had to. He sat in the middle.
What a gentleman.
I made sure my seatbelt was on tight, though.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm sure if the helicopter crashes, the ones on the inside, they'll be fine. Yeah.
No, we're not talking about things like that. It was all wonderful. It was beautiful. And we have so much beauty in our own country. As much as I talk about overseas, I talk just as much about, I think, Australia. And, but Lake Eyre, that is very, very spectacular at the moment. So if you can get there this year, that was the best year to do it. And the other thing, I will mention the name, talking about Hurtigruten, Mark.
There we go. We got the one in. We got it in.
Don't forget, this year is one of the best years also for the Northern Lights. It's every so often that happens that all the stars align, if you like, pun, no pun intended, and you get this incredible, and that's what you're going to get towards the end of this year in the winter months again. But someone posted the other day on Instagram an incredible photo of our own Aurora Borealis in Tasmania. It's looking spectacular at the moment as well.
All right, and on top of that, a nice little oasis in the desert at the moment, Lake Eyre. We're at that point, Sally. I know you've been scouring the world to save us a couple of bucks on the hot deals.
Absolutely. So we were talking about Lake Eyre, so I have to I'll start that again. I will have to naturally,
this is not happening,
naturally
mention,
this. You know this is live, don't you, right? You can tell. Anyway, Lake Eyre and the Flinders Ranges, 7 days, Adelaide return. As I said, it's going from May to October this year. You're going to wonderful destinations. You're going to Wilpena Pound for a couple of nights. You have a night in Adelaide as well. You have a night in Birdsville, across the Simpson Desert. You're going on the Oodnadatta Track. You're going to Maree. It's a beautiful little itinerary, and you get a total of 18 meals included in this, a scenic flight over the salt flats, etc., and that starts from under $5,000 per person. So that is available out of Adelaide. Now, just for Mark, we've got to do this every week. Hurtigruten, explore more for less. Save up to 25% on sailings to the Arctic, Antarctica, the Northwest Passage, and more. So there you go. What more could you ask? And you've got till the 30th of June to get those savings. So that's giving you a lot of lead-in time. Also, Trafalgar have just launched a 2024 on sale just to, make sure they top up all their remaining tours for this year. This is for Europe specifically. And if you book by 30 May, you can save on the longest itinerary, which is a 27-day Great European, up to $3,800 per couple. But there are savings also on a range of shorter tours covering Britain, Ireland, Italy, Spain, Eastern Europe, Turkey, Scandi and the Fjords. Wonderful range of itineraries, so great savings. You can book by 30 May. Viking, that wonderful river cruise company, as well as an ocean cruise company, have also got an extraordinary way for you to see the world. No children, adults only cruise. You've got to be 18 and over. So no dress ups, no cocktail parties. It's just stylish. It's Scandinavian built vessels, beautiful decor on the inside, casual, gorgeous restaurants, no extra cost when you're on board. If you want to eat at any of the restaurants, there's no extra to pay not to just eat in the main restaurant. All your drinks are included, all your talks when you go to everywhere you're going to go. You've got specific people giving you talks on the locations you're going to. So any of their world or river cruises, if you book by 31 May, there are savings again on the longer itineraries of up to $4,600 per couple.
Sally, on that one you had me at no dress-ups, casual.
And I visited one of their vessels when it was in Newcastle not that long ago, and it's so stylish and so nice and understated but beautiful, all that typical pastel colours that Scandinavia uses, and the timbers and the lightweight blonde timbers and all that sort of thing. It's really very, very tasteful ship. Ships, they're all the same apparently, by the way, so that if you're a good cruiser and you love Viking cruises, sorry to interrupt, but you feel comfortable because you've been on one of their ships, you've been on all of their ships. So there.
And at least somebody named Sven on the deck, all right?
Now, for all those solo travellers, Ponong, who we were talking about earlier, had this wonderful Paspaley cruise yacht into eastern Indonesia. On a range of their other voyages, on their other vessels, they've actually got free solo supplement. Now, that's a big thing, because, as you know, normally it's per person, you know, in a double cabin, and you often then had to pay that whole double cabin rate if you were travelling as a solo traveller. But they have free solo supplement on over 150 of their voyages around the world. So it's just a matter of checking with your travel agent to make sure which sailings it's on, so you can try and take advantage of that, because for a solo traveller, it's a huge saving. An absolute huge saving. So just keep that in mind. And that's it.
Sally, last up before we let you go, we can't sort of let this travelling program end without making note of all of the aeroplanes and stuff that were floating around in Dubai.
Oh, my God.
With those delays. If that is not a poster child for making sure you got your travel insurance sorted, I don't know what is.
I know, absolutely, isn't it? Imagine being stuck. Like, you couldn't even get to the airport. Yeah. The roads were so flooded. I mean, having been there, I just can't even imagine it. Under flood. And when you saw the photos of the planes coming in, like they were landing on the sea.
Yeah.
I mean, it was scary bajeri. But their roads didn't have the drainage, apparently, to cope with the amount of rain they got, like 24 months of rain in, I mean, well, 2 years of rain in 24 hours. Mm. But also, unfortunately, lives were lost in Oman as well, like about 18, you know, lives lost. And and they said that it was just amazing, like even in some of the well-built, as you know, they build big over there, and a lot of the ceilings were caving in from the force of the wind and the rain. Windows were blown in. There was a lot of damage done to a lot of the buildings as well. So that was something I don't think they'll see again for a long, long time. It's one of those rare events, I'd say.
And again, particularly because it's such a crossroads for travel, you know, flying in and out of there.
Yes, absolutely. It's a major, major crossroads, But anyway, the airport is open again now, which is a good thing. But I guess it's going to take them a while to clear the backlog.
As they say. All right, cancelled flights. Sally, as always, a pleasure. We'll catch you next week for another Talking Travel.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from 2NURFM at the University of Newcastle. You'll find them all at 2NURFM.com.